The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
We have a couple of peeps in from Carisbrook College, but first of all, we are going to speak to a newbie. He looks absolutely terrified. He's a real cheeky chappy. He came in and has done brilliantly well in the green room so far, but let's find out how great he is in the studio as well. So, welcome, Ethan. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You look terrified.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. Now, you shouldn't be, because you're used to speaking to people, because you've just been voted in on the council at school.
Yeah, and I did do a few speeches as well on, like, the open day thing, where, like, they get all the year six, like, year sixes and the year six parents, and they try and, like, set up, like, a massive event where they try and show, where the schools try and show off how good they are, basically.
Brilliant.
And so they chose me and another girl to do a speech in front of all of them. So on that night, I spoke to about 600 people.
I was going to ask, how many people did you... 600 people, that's a lot.
600 people.
So how did you cope with that?
I don't know. I wrote the script, like, days before. So I practiced it for, like, hours. I took out a few of my lessons as well to try and help me, which was quite nice.
I bet that was fabulous, right?
Yeah, it was.
What lessons did you miss?
French. Right. That's it.
So you don't like French?
No. Really dislike French.
What lessons do you like?
I like lessons that are, like, to do with computers. I like science, computer science. I like library because I enjoy, like, reading and that stuff.
Okay, sounds like a whole load of fun, that
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
You got it all worked out. Do you know what you're going to do at the Aura? Is it 11? No. Are you 11?
Yeah. I have no clue. I like stuff like coding and stuff. I've made, like, games. I've recreated Pac-Man in a few different platforms.
Wow.
So
people will be listening to this and thinking, we got to sign this youngster up. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing.
I don't.
I bet you do. I bet you're a genius on a computer, aren't you?
Not really, no.
Well, we've seen your work already, so it looks fine.
I do spend most of my time on a computer. But
yeah. Are you a Mac or a Microsoft?
Windows.
It's that same thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
So, what other hobbies do you have?
One of the hobbies, I like to ride my bike. I live on, like, this little estate thing where I can, like, ride my bike around.
Yeah.
And I have a few friends there, but there's not many kids there. It used to be like an old mental hospital until it was, like, shut down and turned to, like, an old people resort thing.
You sound like a little old man there, you do. But I know exactly where you mean.
Yeah, that's where I live.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, so because it used to be a mental hospital. I can't remember what it was called, but it used to be
That's where I live.
All right, okay. So you got any brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I got one younger sister.
Now, I heard you had in your piece earlier on, in the bit that you recorded, about a sister, but you didn't mention what her name was.
Oh, her name is Edie.
Edie. Is she younger or older than you?
She's younger than me.
Okay, do you have pets?
Yes, we do. We have one dog named Roxy.
Roxy?
Yeah, girl.
Alright, who named the dog?
Her original name was Elsie, and then we got her and named her Roxy.
You changed the name?
Yeah, we changed the name.
So, because we got two cats about a year ago, and we checked, because they were known as Summit and Chips, and we thought, we're not having that.
Fish and Chips. Probably.
It was something, it wasn't fish and chips, but it was something and chips, yeah, I can't
remember. Chicken and chips.
Wizard
never cat
and
chicken.
Chips. No, I don't think it was that either, but it sounds nice. I'm starting to get hungry now. So when you go back to school a little bit later on, do you know what lessons you've got?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm not exactly sure, though.
I think you do.
I know I finish off today with English. I think I have history in English. I'm not exactly sure, though.
Okay. All right. And this is your first time here?
First time.
And you are 11?
Yes.
When are you 12?
When am I 12?
Yeah.
Really early March, 2nd of March.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my birthday.
All right. So, dear there, Amelia. He's dropped a hint there. His birthday's on the 2nd of, which leads us in nicely. And I don't think you knew this. Didn't you celebrate a birthday last week?
It was this week, Monday.
Monday. All right. Did you have a nice birthday?
I did. Thank you.
What did you do?
So, we didn't do anything special, we didn't go out or anything. It was really chill. I really enjoyed with my friends at school because we had time there. And then when I got home, it was just relaxed. I got a special, like, birthday dinner, McDonald's. I don't get fast food that often.
Right.
It's really simple.
Did you
very nice.
Did you choose that?
Yeah.
Right, that was your choice. Okay, all right. What did you have?
So I had a double cheeseburger, double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger.
And right. I had fries and a large banana milkshake.
But I'm just looking at the time and thinking it's 6 minutes to 11 and I'm hungry already. I've only just had my breakfast, but I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, what, if you could eat something right now, what would it be?
Something sweet.
Something sweet?
Macaroni and cheese.
That's not sweet, is it?
Yes, it is. It's very sweet.
What, macaroni cheese?
Put sugar in the macaroni cheese.
No, you don't put sugar in macaroni cheese. Do you? No. No.
I don't actually put sugar in macaroni and cheese.
You put sugar in someone else's macaroni cheese, I bet.
Wow.
All right, so it's good to meet you, Ethan. We're going to spend a bit more time together in the next hour of the show. We've got Four Tops and possibly Travis taking us up to the 11 o'clock news. And we're also going to say hi to the other crew. Can you tell me who they are?
Devon and Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now.